This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump signed an order Monday requiring federal agencies to prove they are not replacing qualified American workers with people from other countries. The White House said the executive order would help prevent federal agencies from, quote, unfairly replacing American workers with low-cost foreign labor. The order requires all federal agencies to complete an internal audit to show whether they are hiring U.S. citizens and nationals for competitive service positions. Trump said his move was partly prompted by the announcement of the Tennessee Valley Authority that it intended to outsource 20% of its technology jobs to companies based in foreign countries using H-1B visas. President Trump on Monday criticized a key White House coronavirus advisor after she told a national television audience that a new surge in infections was extraordinarily widespread in rural areas of the country and in cities. Trump sent out this tweet. This is a quote, "Much of our country is doing very well. Open the schools." This came a day after Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House coronavirus task force coordinator, told CNN, and this is a quote, "We are in a new phase. What we are seeing today is different from March and April. To everybody who lives in a rural area, you are not immune or protected from this virus." End of the quote. Birx said she had traveled to 14 states over the past 3 weeks and was concerned that people were not taking precautions against transmission of the virus. The U.S. has recorded more than 155,000 coronavirus deaths and more than 4.6 million confirmed infections. Those are the highest figures in both cases, across the highest national totals across the world. You're listening to VOA News.